Good morning, everyone. We are here for the audit committee meeting. President and City Manager Matthew Brower, Councilman Malver, Mayor Gwynn, Councilman Musley, myself, John McLeod. And I guess we should turn it over to Jeannie. Is that correct? For who? Purvis Craig? Diane?
First of all, we have on to approve the minutes.
Okay.
Do you make a motion to approve the minutes from January 21st?
Motion. Do we have a second?
Second.
Motion and second to approve the minutes. Any public comments? Call the roll.
Mr. Musley?
Aye.
Mr. Malver?
Aye.
Mr. McLeod?
Aye.
And I just would like to take a moment and thank all the individuals from the host city that's responsible for putting the audit together, the employees throughout the entire organization. I also want to give recognition to the finance director, Mary Ann Davis, and her team for getting everything ready for the auditors, and the internal auditor as well for doing her work. And then the mayor, council president, for all your support in having a fiscally sustainable city. And with that, Mark White's going to introduce the company.
Good morning.
Morning.
Good to see you all. My name's Mark White, and with me here is my partner, Tim Westgate. The two of us are the partners in charge of your audit, and Phil Gessner is your audit manager. And I'm going to turn it over to Phil in just a moment, who's going to review our audit reports with you. But I just wanted to kind of echo what Diane kind of was hinting at. Many of y'all with some corporate memory around here know that in the past, the audits have not gone all that well in the several year distant past. And I'm very pleased to tell you, I think this is probably the best one we've had ever here at the city. Your books were all closed out prior to us coming. Your financial statements were substantially prepared, footnotes and all. Everything went really, really well. So we have not only rounded the hill, but we're going down the other side of it, I think, at this point. Wow. Things are very good. So we want to acknowledge all the efforts of the city staff that make that happen. And so that's all pretty much I was going to say about this today. Let me introduce Phil Gessner, the manager in charge of the audit, and he's going to go over the auditor's reports with you.
Thank you. And we're pleased to be here for the third consecutive year at this time of year. As Mark was alluding to, 4 or 5 years ago, we were here 3 months from now and 6 months from now. So it's a significant improvement. We just want to reiterate that. If you'll turn with me to packet page 6, we'll be going over this report predominantly. My presentation will be based on this document. And
we have
they're being up on the screen.
Okay.
The first paragraph tells you that we've audited the city's financial statements for the year ended September 30th, 2013. Our report on the financial statements can be found at packet page 11. And real quickly, I'll take you to there to just briefly go over it. Should be noted that the formatting for this particular report's changed slightly to provide better differentiation and headers for different sections. But the really critical sections is first the management's responsibility for the financial statements. Your management team is responsible for the preparation and fair presentation of the financial statements. And that's what that second paragraph tells you. The third paragraph tells you that our responsibilities as the auditor is to express an opinion on those financial statements based on our audit. And then the rest of the paragraphs just basically tell you what an audit entails. If you go to packet page 12, the very first paragraph tells you that, in our opinion, the financial statements are fairly presented. That's the highest level of assurance that auditors are able to provide on the financial statements. It's technically called an unmodified opinion now. It used to be an unqualified opinion. The AICPA changed that up a bit because wouldn't want to suggest that the auditors are unqualified to issue your financial statements. So going back to packet page 13, the very last paragraph, there are a couple of other reports that we issue as part of the city's audit. The last paragraph refers you to one of these, our consideration on the city's internal control over financial reporting. And for the third consecutive year, we are pleased to report that we noted no significant deficiencies or material weaknesses in internal control over financial reporting. And 4 or 5 years ago, that was not the case. Additionally, the city received about $6.2 million in federal and state grants this year. So there is a letter and a schedule that address compliance and internal control over compliance for those grants. And again, for the third consecutive year, we're pleased to report that we noted no issues of non-compliance and no significant deficiencies or material weaknesses in the city's internal control over compliance, and no findings or question costs related to those grants. And with that, we'll go back to packet page 6. And one of the reasons we're presenting this letter to you is this letter is really tailored to those charged with governance, the city council, to understand the financial statements and the significant areas. And if you go down to the bottom of the page, there were a couple of significant transactions, a debt refunding, which was significant but not unusual for a city. And then there's the Crystal River 3 nuclear power plant insurance recovery and write-off and gain. The city received about $2.6 million of insurance proceeds that management's indicated was related to the damage that had been done at the plant. As a result, the city has written off its net investment in the plant since the plant's being retired and reported a gain of $618,000 in its September 30th, 2013 financial statements for the electric fund. We've also included a management letter comment in regards to this item on page 23. And a lot of this information on Crystal River 3 is slowly forthcoming. There are a few people like Matt that are in the know, and so we've had to really piece together some of this from our own inquiries and our own take on how we think this thing will play out. And I just will say that nobody was subjected to any advanced interrogation techniques, torture. There's been no wiretapping.
What, waterboarding?
I'm sorry?
No waterboarding?
No, Matt was not subjected to waterboarding.
Can I say something real quick?
Yeah.
Matt, you're under confidentiality.
I am.
With FMPA. So
that's correct.
I just want to make sure everybody's
right.
Clear on that.
We are in the same boat as council
right.
is with
right.
that regard. So we've just gleaned certain information, and we wanted to share that with you. So if you go to packet page 23, we have a management letter comment related to Crystal River 3, just that if you guys do end up getting additional settlement proceeds, I know that there's, in these tight economic times, y'all are always looking for ways to fill the budget and also looking at economic development. Well, we wanted to at least weigh in on behalf of the electric fund for some considerations as you make your decision about what to do if you do receive those funds. And if you go down paragraph four, of the Crystal River 3 settlement proceeds, basically says because these settlement proceeds are related to the city's minority interest in Crystal River 3 plant, and you are expecting to get electricity from that plant for the next 20 years initially, that you're likely to experience some increase in your power costs going forward in the next 20 years, and that as you consider what to do with any potential settlement proceeds you get, you want to consider that as part of your decision-making process. So that's all that comment's really saying. And with that, I'll go to packet page 7. About middle of the page, the city has adopted some new accounting standards. Of those, the only significant one that had a significant impact was GASB 65, where the city retroactively wrote off most of its unamortized bond costs. That was approximately $1.3 million. And then down at the bottom of the page, I guess this is the coming attractions section of this presentation. The future adoption of new accounting standards, the most significant of which is GASB 67 and 68 related to pensions. GASB 68 is going to require the city to retroactively report the net pension liability on its statement of net position. This is going to have the effect of decreasing the city's net position in the enterprise funds and in the governmental activities and this is described more fully in the notes. Now, the approximation of how much are you anticipated to have to book, if you go to packet page 8, the very next page, you'll see that approximately $142 million as of September 30th, 2013. So that's an estimate of what the city is likely to have to book next year when it implements GASB 68. And because of the pension changes that the council has done this year and these new GASBs, we've also included a management letter comment in regards to this item on packet page 24. And basically, what this management letter comment says is because of the complex nature of the changes that council made, as well as the new GASBs coming up, the area has gotten more complex. And so you're likely to need actuaries' help. And we are already working with your management team in terms of the accounting for these aspects. So that's basically it on that, unless there are any questions.
Any questions?
Nope.
Okay, and I'll finish off by taking you back to packet page 8, the accounting estimates. There's been no changes noted in this section this year. So packet page 9, down at the middle section of the page, we're pleased to report that we encountered no significant difficulties in dealing with management and performing our audit. We're also pleased to report that management has booked all misstatements, all audit adjustments, and that none of the misstatements detected as part of our audit procedures was material, either individually or in aggregate to the financial statements. We're also pleased to report that we had no disagreements with management as part of the audit. And with that, that's all of our presentation at this time. So if you have any questions, we'd be more than happy to answer.
Any questions, Council? Mr. Musley?
I'd just like to thank the city staff, finance department, for job well done. To have it done this early in the year, I think is, obviously there's a lot of hard work that goes into it, and we certainly appreciate it, and I applaud you.
Absolutely. And we'd like to applaud you as the Council, as well as your management team and the city's finance department. We come in for about a week's worth of interim work, and then we come in for about 3.5 weeks of final year-end work, and they give us all the cooperation that we need to get it done. As well, it's important to note that the city's internal auditor plays a very constructive role in our audit. She's doing some of the work that otherwise we would be having to perform, and does a very good job of it, and we appreciate the work that she's done. As well as we think that it's very good that she's involved in some of the proactive projects that the city goes on. For example, utility billing system upgrade that she's been involved in to proactively look at things and risks that are going on in the city. So we wanted to acknowledge you and those folks as well.
Thank you.
Thank you.
That's it for this, correct?
That's correct.
Because I've got one more thing I want to add before we close it out.
Okay.
The other night, it's not for you guys, you can sit down. The other night at council, we gave out a SMART award to a young man, had to do with cell phones and stuff like that. And after getting home, I thought about it a little while. And last October, we had finished up the cell phone audit. And then Diane was going to put new cell phone policy in place, or my understanding, and we don't have to talk about it today, maybe we can get a report at council on Tuesday. I wanted to see when that cell phone policy got put in place, and although it's great to give an award to someone who did something for cell phones, I was hoping that the cell phone policy would have taken care of that to begin with. So if we could, maybe Diane can give the presentation or something.
I can take a minute now and update council on how that process works. I spoke with Jeannie Compton as well, and she expressed her concern on that. Let me talk to you just very briefly about how the SMART committee works and how awards are made. I think that's ultimately where your question is coming from.
Well, my question is not on the SMART award. My question is the cell phone policy that we were supposed to have in place at the end of the year, and where do we stand on that?
Okay. That particular policy, recall, there's going to be two components to that policy. One is going to be the cell phone part of it, that's part A. The second part of that policy, part B, is dealing with bring your own device to work policy, meaning if someone would rather work off their laptop or their iPad, they'd be able to connect into our system. And so part B of that policy is looking specifically at how that might work. Recall, we've got an IT assessment underway as we speak, and we purposely delayed the implementation of that policy until we could get them to opine on part B of that policy to make sure that we got their technical expertise on that section to make sure that we were doing it right. I spoke with Joe Noel this morning, who is over the IT assessment project, and he indicated that they are looking at that and will be advancing an opinion on that very shortly.
When do we expect that?
I'd hope to have the IT assessment is coming before you sometime in April, I hope. So well before that meeting, whenever that date's going to be set.
And you understand my concern, because it seems like, you know, the longer we put off implementing a cell phone policy overall citywide, that's money. You know, to quote Councilman Molliver, that's taxpayers' money.
Absolutely.
And, you know, that's going out every month.
Absolutely.
And I think it's imperative that we let's put something in place, or at least let's go back over what we're going to put in place. So every one of us is I'm a little foggy on it because, you know, again, I know what the audit said.
Mm-hmm.
And I know we talked about the policy, but I'm even a little fuzzy on what exactly the policy was. So maybe we could talk about that.
Oh, sure.
At another workshop. And
what if,
so
what
we
if,
can all
if
understand.
I recommend this, what if we did that in the same evening, same afternoon, that you had the IT assessment report out so they could comment on it at that time and you could update yourself on the composition of that policy?
Yeah, because I think we need to get that in place as soon as possible. So the IT assessment is basically, it's close to finished.
Very much so, yeah.
And so we can look at something within the next month or so?
I surely hope so, yes.
Okay.
Yes.
Council, is that okay? Okay,
yeah, I very much would have preferred to have that policy in place, but recall when we had the IT assessment, we awarded the contract to that professional firm. We thought it makes complete sense to let them opine on that and take advantage of their expertise. And so we're in the process of getting that, take a little bit longer than we'd hoped, but we'll have that shortly.
Yeah, because I think it, you know, just when I looked at the audit, it just looked like not that something was purposely done wrong, just something that had been neglected for quite some time.
I agree.
Okay, well, we're going to close the audit committee meeting, and you need just a few minutes to switch over, is that correct?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. We're close. See, Council Moderator, I quote you.
You sure did.
So what is the bring your laptop or stuff out and then hook it into our system? Seems kind of dangerous. That's not the bigger issue. The bigger issue is people taking their cell phones when they're off of work and then talking to our cell phones. That's why I want to go back over. There's a liability component, there's a waste component. It was supposed to have been done by the end of Christmas.